What's up, everybody? Welcome to 3D Rivals, your first line of defense against stupid movies. My name is DJ, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, my sister Dolores.
What's up?
My brother Derek.
What's up?
And our friend Dan.
What's going on?
And this week, we're going to be talking about 10 Cloverfield Lane, which I am convinced is a different movie that they shoved into the Cloverfield franchise.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like this was a script that was like laying around somewhere, and somebody was like, "You know, this is a good script." And
they're like, "It was a good script.
We'll stick it with Cloverfield."
It's not exactly how it happened, but you know, sort of.
Yeah. Nonetheless, this is a psychological thriller, and a pretty good movie.
Yes,
I would say. Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
I think that what makes it good is, like, we've all seen it before, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that movies like this, usually when it's like this sort of thriller, when it's like, you know, what's really going on, it's like once you see it once, doesn't have the same impact the second time around.
Right.
And I feel like this was still good. Even though I knew the outcome of it, it was like still getting to that point was still entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. This was my first time seeing it.
Oh, it was the first time seeing it?
Yeah, I've never seen it before. Yeah.
Oh.
I could have sworn. Okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen it before.
Tripping. Huh?
Okay.
You did
just say that. Oh, yeah, yeah. Lawrence did just say, we all seen this before, right?
I mean, I was going to say, I hope so, because it's kind of our job. So,
yeah.
What are you going to say about it if you haven't seen it before?
Yeah. Well, now we've seen it.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Now we've seen
it. Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, before reviewing it, no, I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
So, this was a first watch.
Okay. All right.
So, what did you think? I will agree with Dolores said, like, the anticipation, the leading up to it, because you're watching it and it's just like, okay, is he telling the truth? Is he not telling the truth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so it's that whole thing. And then it's just like, you were like, okay, yeah, he's telling the truth. Okay, no, maybe he's not.
Yeah.
He is.
Jump into the plot, I was gonna talk about that, because that's kind of the main thing of this story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we got John Goodman, who, man, he killed it in this role.
You know what I'm thinking?
Yeah,
he definitely did. Does he get enough credit for being a good actor?
I don't think he does.
But
even the way that he walked around, moved, was just, I thought, really relating to his character. I'm like, I don't think he moves like that in real life. Like, the way he was just moving around,
kind of lumbering.
Like, lumbering around and stuff like that. I'm like, man, he's really, into this character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, he played it perfectly, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he played it. I forget the girl's name. The actress.
The actress.
Something Elizabeth something.
Okay.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. But and the show, her name was Michelle.
Michelle. Yeah.
Michelle.
She also did a good job in that role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did.
Mm-hmm. And then there were only three actors for this.
Yep.
Oh, well, four.
Who are we counting? We're not counting Ben.
No.
Oh.
No, the lady that
came.
The lady.
She showed up in person on camera, so forth.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she did a good job.
Four visible.
It was very convincing.
Very.
Yeah.
It was convincing.
Yeah.
But the guy who was also the actor's name is John Jeffries?
Something like that? Something Gallagher Jr.
Yeah,
John Gallagher Jr. Yeah, I knew they were both were John. Yes, so John Gallagher Jr. Had them. Everybody did really good in making this believable. Taking the aliens away from this, it's kind of a believable story. Like if you heard this on the news, like this happening, you'd be like, oh man, you know.
Well, that's the thing. Like we talk about whether or not the aliens were just tacked on. This movie didn't need the Cloverfield attachment at all.
Well, it needed it in order to make it a Cloverfield movie, so that's what they did. They took the script and they're like, okay, because I guarantee the end of the movie was her escaping.
Yeah.
And then they were like, okay, well, you know, we need to actually make this Cloverfield. And so
now aliens. You're escaping and aliens.
What?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, because what, the last 10, 15 minutes, she's fighting aliens now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just unnecessary.
Yep. Fighting aliens and duct tape and shower curtain and pop bottles and whatnot. I mean, I guess it worked.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, it was fine.
It was cool. I had no issue with it. It was just
unnecessary.
And okay, I say unnecessary, and but also kind of because, like you said, we don't know if he's telling the truth or not. You know,
right, throughout this movie.
But there's like points where it's like when the lady ran up to the house, it's like, okay, maybe he is telling the truth, and then looking at the pigs. But then she went up to fix the air unit, and then she saw that the girl scratched help in there. I'm like, the sky's blue and everything, nothing really going on. Like, okay, well, maybe he
right
not telling the truth. But then she gets out there, she escapes, and bow, aliens.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, okay, he was telling the truth.
Yeah, he is a nutcase.
Yeah.
But he was right about something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, let's jump into the plot then. Because we kind of jumped over all the points there.
We did.
So basically, Michelle gets in a car accident and she wakes up in a bunker with Howard.
Chained to a wall.
And basically Howard is telling her that, you know, there's been an attack and she can't go outside because you'll die. The air is contaminated. And, you know, the movie is her going back and forth with whether or not that is true, which is what we say. And I think it does. It takes all of the viewers, like me, I know it is true because, well, sort of true, because I've seen the movie before. But as someone that went first time watching it, I'm like, oh, is he lying or is he not lying?
Yeah.
Like when you first start, one red flag, I'm chained. I'm like, why'd you chain me to the wall, right?
Yeah.
But then you're like, there's been a nuclear attack. And it's like, oh,
yeah.
Okay. But then in his speech about the nuclear attack, he mentions Martians. Then I go back. Well, no, he's crazy, so. You know. Yeah. Then he show us the dead pigs, like you said. And it was like, maybe.
Yeah.
And it just kept doing that where you're like, no. But then the lady comes and she dies at the door. And then you're like, okay, maybe he is telling the truth, but he cray.
Yeah, so I guess the thing is that they were both true. He's crazy, and there were aliens. Yeah.
But then you got Everett Doit, who was also kind of backing up his story.
Yeah.
And see, Emmett. It was like, with Emmett.
Yeah, Emmett Doit.
Was so such a dummy. It's like, he's like, I've seen it myself, but then you're like, this guy's kind of dense.
Yeah.
So it was like, can you really believe what he said?
And then and that was my, like, from my viewpoint, since it was my first time watching it, I was just like, okay, it's Emmett playing to be an idiot, and it's like they're both like playing this game, and it's just like, okay, she's not gonna believe me because I'm this creepy guy, but you're this, you know, fun, goofy idiot guy. You befriend her, but it's like they both like have an end game with it. So it's just like my thinking kind of went towards that for a little bit, because I was just like, okay, maybe Emmett is along with it as well, you know, and it's just not by himself. So it's just like, you know, so it's just like, okay, is he the one? And it's not John Goodman. So it's just like the back and forth, and then it's just like, okay,
yeah,
something is up.
I like that aspect of the movie.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that in watching a movie, like just that thought process. But yeah, I did like, you know, Michelle's character, even though she had her initial freak out, which, I mean, as one does when you wake up chained to a wall.
Yeah,
of course.
She definitely like got like kicked into survival instincts, right? You know,
yeah.
She tries to get her phone. Unfortunately, it doesn't work. And like he gives her crutches and she immediately goes to as using it as a weapon. Smokes him, like put smoke in the vent to make him come down there. Like,
I would say for your typical, let's say, suspense thriller or whatever, it's always like, oh, I trip and fall, you know, or it's I can't figure this out. Like, her character, like, she thoughtfully thought everything through, and she always was looking to escape. Like, she was never satisfied with her situation. Like, she was always looking to escape. Like, when she felt that something was off, she went with it. Like, she didn't, like, oh, well, maybe, no. It's just, she went with it. Because, like I said, in the beginning, like, as soon as he left the room, it was like, All right, right, how can I get out this room, and how can I get this kill this dude to escape? Mm-hmm. And then it was like, even when that didn't work, she was still trying something else.
Yeah, like when she stole the keys at the dinner table?
Yeah, she was like, no, I'm going to get out. I'm going to get the keys.
Yeah. I'm going to get those.
Mm-hmm. And then clocked him over the head with a bottle. See,
yes.
Well, you don't break those bottles, so I don't want to do that. But it will hurt.
It would definitely hurt. It would not be on the floor.
No, no, it catch them off guard enough for me to get up them stairs and draw those keys.
Actually, you might not want the bottle to break. I feel like you actually, besides cutting, you actually do more damage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It stays intact, you know.
Yeah, true enough.
But yeah, clocked him over the head with the bottle, runs towards the door. That's when the lady comes.
That's when she
comes.
Runs to the lady,
yeah. And he's yelling at her to not let her in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't open the door.
So at that point, and even as a viewer, like when you go, she sees a lady trying to get into the bunker.
Like covered in scars and all this stuff. Yeah. And he's like, he only touched me a little bit. I'm like, lady, he touched you a lot.
Yeah. Now, and I'm saying to myself watching it, I'm like, don't let her, please. I'm like, I know dude seem crazy.
I know he nuts, but...
But he might be on to something. Do not let her.
He might not want to go out there. And plus, she started tripping too. I'm like, when she getting in there, she might jack y'all up. Y'all.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I was like, oh, she let him in. And then she killed everybody in there. I'm like,
Especially when she started bashing her head against someone. I'm like, yeah, we need you outside.
Mm-hmm. You tripping. Yes.
That was ill. That was ill. Yeah. She was having a conversation with old boy. Everett?
Emmett.
I don't know why I keep saying Everett. But yeah, Emmett, do it, Emmett. Yeah, do it, Emmett. But yeah, Emmett, do it. She was having a conversation with him at the table. And then she like touched his hand, and that's what set dude off. Yeah. He was like, I see what you're doing. And he flipped out, had her over there in the corner, and that's where she took the keys.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, you didn't feel that, man. Must be some thick jeans.
They were on some thick legs, so you know.
Whoa. Nerves in those legs.
Whoa. Yeah, you're like, you gotta feel it. Like,
but it's like, but if you're concentrating solely on something else, it's possible.
I guess so. They said if you, I don't know if it's true or not, but they said if you're not looking at somebody and they touch your elbow, you might not feel it. Like if they touch it like lightly like this, you probably won't feel it. Like, I don't know if that's true or not.
But I mean, if they take your concentration away from it,
because when they have like professional pickpockets and
pickpockets,
yeah, it's like that's how they get you because it was like normally you would feel it, but they are distracting you with something else that is like you psychologically dismiss what you felt.
I mean, I buy that, right? She gets him so mad, he's angry. Why he's yelling at her, she can take the keys.
Yeah, see, is like he's not mentally stable. So for him to get that angry, he was no longer paying attention to the keys.
Yeah,
that's one aspect of the movie I was wondering about. I'm like, because I kind of wanted maybe a little bit of backstory. I'm like, it can't just be because he's crazy. Like, dude said he was in the Navy and whatnot. But it's like, it just seemed like the whole movie, he was angry, like bitter, and just he was treating them like kids.
My take from it is that his wife and daughter left, probably because he's a little unstable. Mm-hmm. So since they left, he's trying to replace that family dynamic. So he's been taking girls that reminds him of his daughter, Megan.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, and I'm pretty sure we get that when we get through the plot some more, excuse me, that Brittany was there. She's the one who scribbled help on the glass, found her earring. And so since Brittany probably broke the rules and died, he replaced her with Michelle. Michelle was convenient because he already spotted her at the gas station.
Yeah.
Mm.
He was going to take her regardless. The attack just kind of boosted that for him.
Yeah.
Because now he's like, you can't leave. You have to stay here. And basically, he doesn't want her to feel like a prisoner, but to kind of see him as that father figure. Mm-hmm. Because... once she realized, after that lady comes, she realized, like, okay, we really are stuck. They did that whole 10-minute montage of them doing
things together as a family.
Yeah, watching movies, doing puzzles. They're doing things as the family, and everything was all good and cozy, and he was happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to talk about. At that point, both the viewer and Michelle's character was like, okay, this is real.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of, you know, it dials down the suspense for you because you're like, all right, well, we gotta be here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So And that's when it calms down until, you know, we roll into the part where she finds the help message and stuff. Which, how did Brittany get there?
Because she had to get there to do the fix the air filter.
Yeah, Michelle had to crawl through a vent. So
I'm thinking that the air filter probably broke once before.
Oh, and he sent Brittany through.
And sent Brittany to do it.
Yeah, she's the only one that could fit up there.
No, remember, they don't have to go through the air vent. The door wouldn't open, which is why she couldn't go through the hatch.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Oh, yeah, because I was wondering when she was fixing. I'm like, is this really the only way y'all had to get up here? Because if it broke and she wasn't here.
Be able to do it.
Yeah, neither one of y'all could get up there.
The door wouldn't open.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. But yeah, that's when she found the earring, because the earring is what she used to scratch the message onto the thing.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, blood on it. She compared it to the picture and like, yeah, this is the girl's blood. So like, obviously he did something to her. Mm-hmm. And that's when she kind of went back on alert. Like,
well, yeah. Okay. Now we're here with the murderer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we need to let him out. Hey, if I'm Emin and Michelle, listen. The tie him up and all that goodness in one person. I'm sorry. If, like, because we believe that his story is at least partially true, right? There's something wrong outside. We saw someone die outside the door. Mm-hmm. So we are stuck in here. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to run and escape and go somewhere else. Brett's just going to have to die. And then...
Okay, here's my thing with that. You're now talking about murdering somebody.
Yeah. Before he murders us.
But what I'm going to say, not that that's wrong. What I'm saying is that's not an easy thing, an easy leap to make. You're not a murderer.
Yeah.
And
we have conclusive proof that he murdered a girl and he is grooming Michelle to be the same thing.
But he hasn't touched her. He hasn't done anything.
Right. He hasn't done none of that yet.
He wants to replace his family. He's not going to harm her.
Yeah.
You know, unless she breaks the rules of the day, she's dead.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. He's not your typical kidnapper. When you think like, okay, because she said, what are you going to do to me? And he's like, I'm going to keep you alive. He has no interest in whatsoever doing anything else with her besides just keeping her there as a family member.
All right. See, we don't go that route. And then that's how you get barrel of acid.
But my thing is, because he hasn't been harmful to her, I feel like it'll be hard for her and Emmett to make that leap to, I'm going to kill him in his sleep.
Yeah. And then I felt like another element was, like, they knew outside was dangerous at that time, but they didn't know how dangerous. So it was just like, okay, make the suit a fake hazmat suit just in case you do need it when you go outside. But it was just like, there wasn't enough for both of them.
Well, no, what Darren is saying, forget all that. Just kill the man and stay
there. And then just
the
stay down there?
Yeah.
See, I don't know if I would be able to stay down there. Like, I would be thinking of, like, my thought would be, I need to escape, too. My first thought wouldn't be to kill him.
With Darren's point, kill him. Then one of us, because think about it. If he's still alive, one of us has to stay in there. Hope he doesn't know that someone escaped. Because whoever stays behind is dead.
Yeah. Well, they were going to tie him up, which neither one of them were going to get him.
No, they weren't
going
to be able to. No.
No, that wasn't going to happen.
So that's why I was saying is like, yo, before he murders one of us, and Emmett, I'm sorry, maybe Michelle is like cool, but yeah, Emmett, like he was walking on eggshells before he was killed.
Yeah. Because Emmett said that he had to fight his way to get in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And I feel like Emmett was only there because of John Goodman being so afraid of what's going on outside that he just let him stay there because of that. Like, that was his biggest fear was of that. Then.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's a conspiracy theorist and it came true. So.
Yeah. So it was just like, if it was like a normal situation, Emmett would have never even made it down there.
Well, he's not going to let Emmett into his chamber while he got girls tied up. No.
Yeah,
generally, that's not what you do.
No, you don't. So, I'm like, you do that because in my head, I have to stay. Like, I have no choice but to stay in this place because I feel like there's more danger with me trying to find another place to be at.
I agree with you. I just don't think it would have been an easy move to make.
I disagree. I mean,
you think like you could just kill him?
In that situation, yeah. yes, I could. Yeah, now, absolutely. I'm not a person, like, I'm fairly nonviolent, you know? Not fairly. Generally down for, yes.
You said, for, I mean, not my words, you said it.
But in that situation where I'm, like, it's as if I have nowhere, because to me, outside is off limits. I saw someone die. Mm-hmm. I don't, like, making a makeshift hazmat suit, nah, bro. Look, because think about what the suit that she made, right? Mm-hmm. Now, you say possibly nuclear, right? Mm-hmm. That suit was not protecting her against radiation.
But see, my thing is, I feel like I'm going to take that risk because something is better than nothing.
Yes.
You know what and the that something was that was view. Better than nothing is taking, the, I was like, taking the one problem out of the equation. That makes it.
My thing was with Dolores. I was like, hey, something is better than nothing.
Well, you mean like wearing this? Yeah. I mean, yeah, if I had to, yes, I would wear it.
I just feel like, to me, it would be a harder leap. Until I agree. He did something to me.
Yeah, and at that point, he hasn't done anything to me.
Yeah, to like take scissors to him while he sleep. I just feel like.
I agree with you until I found the help sign. Which tells me that he has had people there before and they want it, like, held against their will. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The bloody earring and a picture of the girl
wearing the same
wearing
shirt.
The earring.
Yeah, and the same shirt.
And then you have on the same shirt.
To me, like, the droid become human, the little dot on my head turns red at that point. Like, I'm in danger. Little Ralph from The Simpsons. I'm in danger. Like, at that point, like, because I agree with you. Mm-hmm. At the point that I find that help sign, mm-hmm. then I feel like he doesn't have to physically do anything to me. Mm-hmm. I'm clearly in danger being with him.
Okay.
And on top of that, I'm not going to wait till he does something to me for me to feel like, let me take him out.
I still don't think it would be, I understand what you're saying. I just don't think it will still be an easy decision or an easy thing to do.
Okay. I would say not easy. I mean, no.
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, yeah, you definitely probably have to talk yourself into doing it. But to me, I still, like, I think I would come to the conclusion that that is the best decision.
Okay.
Because their decision to run, I don't think, even if they can make two hazmat suits and they both run, I still feel like it's a bad decision because you don't know where to go. You don't know where to go. You don't know what the contamination is. There's a lot of variables that we don't know, and we can step outside and immediately die because our makeshift hazmat suits just don't work for whatever it is.
Right. That's true.
That's very true.
Very, very true. Oh. And you also need food and water and whatnot, and he had all that there, so where do you find that again?
Yeah, so. Because if he's true, right, and everyone else is dead,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Only downside is where do you put him?
Yeah,
they didn't know about the acid. Yeah, kind of just got to let him sit there and waste away.
No, you can't.
Take him out, but he's so big, though.
Oh, just take him out
how are they going to get him up the stairs?
Yeah.
Then they got to open the door and the contamination.
Right.
You got the hazmat suit still. You can still make a hazmat suit.
But then all that air is getting in, though.
Yeah.
Once you open the door. It is double door. It's like an airlock.
Yeah. Okay. Right, that's true.
Hard part would be getting him up the stairs.
You're going to have to wait for him to decay a little bit, lose a little weight.
By that time, it's worse.
He'll be lighter, though. He will be lighter, but by that time, it's worse.
By that time, his skin is falling off.
It'd be pretty bad, though. It would be pretty bad. We'll take him out in pieces.
No. So much blood. Look, no.
You have to live there.
I mean, you have to remember that you are trapped here, and this is an enclosed space.
How about this? Put him in the cellar, right? She doesn't have to go up to where the she was
where
locked.
She was
up.
Locked
where
up.
She was locked. Okay,
right? Yeah. They have no reason to ever go in there.
True enough. Right. They don't need anything out of it.
That's fine. Yeah, no one has to go in there.
Yeah, you do have to close that, man.
Until you find the acid. But that was in a hidden spot, and they might not have ever.
Yeah, they probably would never go stumble upon that.
Nah.
Had no reason to open. What was it? Underneath the sink? Like behind the sink?
Underneath the sink.
Yeah, it was in like a panel or whatever that he opened.
Yeah, so even if they did find it, like, okay, what is this? Because they didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
You had to explain that, though. That would be
insane. But nonetheless, their plan was to make a makeshift half-mat suit out of the shower curtain and some pop bottles. Pretty creative.
Was.
Mm-hmm.
with the filters and stuff, that would have worked for some gases, which actually at the end of the movie it did.
Yes. Oh, yeah, for, when the ship gassed her? Some, but it's still a bit where it's like you don't really know what kind of gas is out there.
Yeah.
And all filters don't work for all things.
Yeah.
True that.
But it, like y'all said, it's worth a try. Like, mm-hmm. you know, if we're going to try anything, it's worth a try. So, yeah, you can do that. So they made the makeshift hazmat suit, but Howard found the scissors and thread or something like that.
Yeah,
he found a scissor and thread.
Pocket knife, was it?
Yeah.
Was
it no, it was the scissors and it was some kind of, it wasn't the duct tape, but it was some kind of other tape.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, he found that, so that's when he like has them take the acid barrel out and is like, okay, what are you guys up to? Mm. I mean, honestly, I don't know why they did that. You could have just been like,
tell them the truth.
Semi-truth. You're like, yeah, like we're making a hazmat suit just in case.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, if anything happens here, someone can go out and get help. Mm. Yeah. Bada bing, bada boom, man.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I'd have been like, I'd have told him we're making gas masks for the same reason. Like, we decided we need gas masks on hand just in case, right? I had to fix the air filter. What if next time I got to go outside to do it?
No, yeah, that could have worked.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
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 You could have gotten him by that.
Then he would have just been upset of them, like, being so secretive.
Yeah.
Yeah. He probably would.
Yeah.
Probably
but he probably you would have lived.
Him. He probably wouldn't have killed him.
For yeah.
Him. Yeah. So, but Emmett says it's him and it had nothing to do with Michelle. So Emmett gets shot in the head.
Emmett got popped.
Yeah.
Well, I think what upset him, because he said he saw how Michelle looks to him as a father figure and he wanted that. Yeah, and I was like, that he should not have said that.
Yeah, I don't know why he went that far with it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
But I think it's with Emmett not really understanding what Howard wanted out of all of this.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So yeah, he does that and melts Emmett's body and
yeah,
the acid.
She saw that.
Yeah, at that point, all bets is off.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I got slide like that.
Yeah.
He did shave afterwards, though.
He did. I was like,
actually, I found that creepier.
Yes.
That was very
like
creepy.
If like after all that he shaved and then he comes in, I'm like, I don't know where we going. You know?
Yeah.
Ice cream.
Exactly. Come down with some ice cream. Do you want a bowl or a cone? I'm like, bruh.
Then he licked the cone all weird. Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm done. Yeah. I think he was trying to like soften himself, like, hey, I know I killed him, but I had to.
Look, I got shaved though.
You know, I'm still this nice, innocent guy, and this is like, nope.
He changed clothes and everything.
Nope.
Yeah,
put his khakis on.
But see, this is the thing. He still didn't find out that they found out about the girl.
Oh, no. But I think it just shows just how messed up Howard is.
Yeah.
It's like his psychosis, desire so much to have this family. He's like, okay, we got rid of Emmett. Emmett was holding us back anyways. I shaved. Don't you see how nice I am? Here's some ice cream. Like she's a 6-year-old.
Right.
Just going to make it all better.
Nah,
and she's just like, bruh, first chance I get.
Why you got a barrel? I mean, I know why. Yeah. Like you got the barrel for acid just in case you have to kill somebody? Is
that... I think he used that to get rid of the other bodies.
This isn't his first go around. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. It's better than burying it in your backyard.
Yep, dissolve them bodies. He said dissolve them right down to the bone.
Mm-hmm. And it does.
So
he threatened to put them in there alive. That's he was like, oh, you're going in here.
Alive. Alive and you're going to feel all that.
Mm. Yeah.
That would have sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. Big time. So.
Yeah.
So she continues to work on her hazmat suit, but she has to hide the gas mask in the vent. And when he comes down, the screw falls out of the vent. So that's when he finds out. So now it's crunch time.
Crunch time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so
everything that was off, he noticed.
Yeah.
Everything.
Like, yeah, he always noticed.
Yeah.
He always noticed everything. Anything they were doing weird. Like, even when they were playing that charades game. Or what do you call that game?
It was a sort of like Taboo, but not
similar to Taboo. Oh my god, Emmett.
I know.
But also, I mean, also you gotta give it to John Goodman. I see you when you're sleeping.
I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah.
I know what you're doing. I'm always watching.
When he said, I'm always watching, I was like, oh, Santa Claus.
That's what I was like, oh, Santa.
Yeah, like, see you when you're sleeping. I'm like, yeah, Santa Claus.
Yeah,
but the way he was saying it,
I was like, he didn't figure
them fools out, and he didn't decide to play a game to expose them.
Yeah,
like, man, this dude is nuts. But
When he said that, I was like, oh, Santa Claus.
It's still kind of I get him, and it's unnerving. But bro, man, you can't break down.
Yeah, no, yeah, you can't.
Yeah, Emmett needs to have. Together. He needs to relax.
Hold it together. Mm-hmm. Well, he'd been running from everything. Remember, he skipped the little bus thing. He wasn't good enough or something.
He always felt like he wasn't good enough or wasn't going to make it or whatever. So he skipped the bus and then made sure that he couldn't buy a ticket again.
So I'm like, he always running from things.
Yeah.
Well, he's a runner. He's a track star.
But that's what she was saying too, that she always ran from problems. Like, I mean, the whole thing started, she ran away from her fiance simply because they had an argument. Right? Yeah. You think it is something major. He cheated on her. They had an argument and she walked away. And so it was, and also this one was kind of like her character building, how you go from always running away from your problems to having the courage to face them.
Well, because they took the option away. She couldn't run.
But even at the end, she had an option.
Well, the experience changed her. Well, and you know, if you look at it, at the first half of the movie, it was her trying to run, constantly trying to run. And kept kind of hitting the wall until she... You're like, okay, I have to do something about it. But anyway, Howard's chasing her through the bunker, and then she like kicks over the ass barrel on him.
He slipped face first.
Yeah. Because he slips on it.
Yeah, he slipped on it.
Yeah.
Then he fell in, and it goes over to the lamp.
Oh, that sound, though. When he fell in it.
Oh.
And it was like the slight gurgling sound.
Like, not the gurgle, though.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man.
He gurgling acid.
He can't speak after that, right?
I don't think so. No, it got in your mouth.
He fell face first. His whole face would have been gone.
I don't think he gets back up.
He does not get back up. I don't think so. First of all, I just think the pain alone takes him out.
You're not gonna ignore that, even though he was crazy. Like,
because you mean all your nerves are gonna be firing, just like that's
That's crazy. He got back up and chased her.
So, she couldn't go out. The fire was there, so she couldn't go out the front door.
Yeah.
So she had to go through the vents.
Mm-hmm.
Smart. She tied her little hazmat suit to her leg.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't know if I would have thought about that. I would have been trying to push the hazmat suit in the vent.
Yeah, I've been carrying it with one arm, trying to shimmy through the vent.
Yeah.
And then this dude is like stabbing through the vents and stuff. I'm like, oh, bro.
Yeah.
For real? That's some suspense right there.
Yeah.
You don't know where it's coming from.
I'm like, girl, just keep going and take that knife.
Yeah, like if you stab me, I'm like, I'm going to just have to take that and keep moving. Because
Hey, she got some duct tape on her. She fine.
Yeah, I'm just duct tape up the cuts. Mm-hmm. Keep it moving. Just do or die right here.
Yeah.
I know you ain't getting any events, so. Go ahead and keep it moving. But he was on it, though.
So she finally gets outside. She sees birds flying, so she's like, the air's fine, right? Takes her gas mask off and stuff, trying to get into the truck, but then the bunker blows up because it was on fire. And the aliens show up. Yeah. It's like, ah, nah.
She climbed on top of the truck and she's looking at the ship flying by. I'm like, get down. What are you doing? It's going to see you. What are you doing? Just staring at it.
What are you doing? Get in the car.
Yeah, but then it's flying around. She's like, come on.
Yeah,
I mean, it's I thought all of that.
I thought the same thing though. It was like she was on the truck and looked at it and was like, "Oh, come on!" I was like, "That would have been my reaction." Like really?
I dig it. Like all this time,
I thought I had to deal with like some kind of nuclear aftermath. And like, okay, if the military come in, be like, "Hey, I'm not sick. I got this. I made this suit. I'm good." And it was like an alien ship. Oh. Come on. Right, it really like, okay. Right, right. That's right. Why I was about to do the words right out of my mouth. That like
the least believable part of what he said. But now, like, really? And then they gassed me, too. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
All of that was true.
Yeah.
Good thing she had her hazmat suit, though. Mm. Yeah. That duct tape or something
else. Hey, oh, man, she ducked that up quick.
Ducked it up real quick. She's like, you better get it together.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she out there.
Yeah. These are different aliens than the first Cloverfield movie.
Which is why I'm like, why do we even do this? Like, if you're going to tack Cloverfield on at the end of this, you can't at least make the aliens the same?
Well, maybe it was a different...
Maybe it was a different class of alien in the species.
It is confirmed that this does not take place in the same universe as the first Cloverfield.
Who confirmed
movie.
That?
That's the story. Like, this is not the same. This does not happen in the same world that the first Cloverfield movie happened in.
Does Cloverfield multiverse?
If we watch the Paradox, I think they make the connection there. In Cloverfield Paradox, which I hear is not a good movie.
Yeah, well, I won't be ever watching that.
I kind of want to watch it now just so I can
see. I know, I kind of do too.
I kind of do want to see it now. Like, how do y'all
watch it?
Yeah.
What do y'all do?
Yeah. Well, there was something with a particle accelerator and then, like, different realities start coming in. So the thought process is that because of what happened in Cloverfield Paradox, it's why the first movie and the second movie happened, even though they're in two different worlds, is because of what they did with their particle accelerator or whatever.
That's the dumbest.
It is. It's really stupid. Yes.
That's just really dumb. I would rather this have been a couple of days later.
Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe just in a different part where, like, a different sect of aliens attacked. Like, it was different from, you know, New York or something like that. Like, okay, well, this is the invasion.
The problem with that, the story aliens. For the first movie is that wasn't even an attack. That, like, they're like, the alien in the first movie was a baby.
Yeah. It was a baby, and it was like basically
so
scared and attacking.
But okay, so the baby in New York basically just running around. Mm-hmm. This one was more direct, right? Because in the first one, you see the satellite falls out, and then aliens. Yeah. So this one is now, okay, so the baby is loose. Now the adults is like, hey, this place is free game.
Yep.
We can do what we need to do.
You could have done that.
Yeah.
It would have been better if they did it that way. Which I don't know. I'm like, you took the script and tacked on Cloverfield. Why not?
That's what I'm saying. So yeah. I'm not buying this alternate universe. That's some nonsense.
Yeah, that's an excuse. That's how they get
out
of
it. Definitely not the same aliens.
It's not.
It reminded me more of War of the Worlds.
I love this movie. Reminds me of War of the
Worlds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. In that case, I say just sneeze on them.
That takes us down.
To be honest, I'm like, I said it in World of Worlds, but that is the solution for any kind of alien invasion, right? They don't have
Immune system.
Yeah, they don't have our immune system.
Yeah, and now we got COVID going around.
So Independence Day, all they had to do was sneeze on?
Probably.
No, they had on helmets to protect them.
Oh, yeah, they did have protective suits. Yeah.
But Will Smith also punched through that.
Wow. Yeah, I don't knocked understand how he knocked the thing out when that was a protective suit.
It clean out, bare hands and everything.
That probably should not have happened.
They were those aliens were weak though. They were pretty weak.
They were
in Independence Day.
Yeah, it was the exoskeleton that made them superior.
Oh yeah, and the shield around the big ship.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough, I guess.
You still ain't punching through that though.
No, I agree though. Like what's the purpose of a?
It was knocked out for a long time.
Can you imagine Iron Man getting punched by someone with bare hands? By the way,
it is knocked out for hours.
So your arm
to the point where you can drag him across a desert.
Right,
and he doesn't wake up
out for like a whole day.
Right, yeah, because that whole time in the Independence Day movie, you think that's how the alien looked,
yeah.
But it was like, oh no, this is the exoskeleton. You got to open it up, and so it was like.
Yeah.
And you knock him out by okay.
Yeah, don't make no sense.
No dreadlocks hanging out the back of my parachute.
I was supposed to be at a barbecue.
What did that smell?
All the alien movies, perfect. People always be like, oh, what if they come in peace? I'm going to say, if aliens ever visited Earth, it's going to be hostile. I don't think...
Yeah.
This time, I don't think, you know, the governments are wrong on this one. Because if you can travel across, like, between stars,
mm-hmm.
you're not going there for peace.
I'm going to say this. When in history have we ever landed someplace we haven't been before and came in peace?
Oh, that's true. You never come in peace. That's not a thing.
I'm just saying.
True.
It's like, enough. Oh, look, we discovered Australia.
Well.
Okay.
War. Yeah. I mean, if humans go to another planet,
that's what I'm saying. We're going to, like, we put a flag on the moon, but, like, this is ours.
Hey, yo, yeah, y'all, this is ours now. This hasn't been done yet, has it? We should make a movie where humans are the ones that finally figured out space travel.
And invade
the And aliens. We invade another planet.
I don't know.
And get mollywopped.
You don't think that's going to be a good movie?
Technology.
That would be a good movie.
Of invading people?
Obviously not. No.
That would be a good movie.
And what the world is filled, now movie. We need new stuff to invade.
Yeah. Aliens and the people from Earth. Is the one with the ships.
It was the one but they were robots.
And all the technology.
And all the technology.
No, it kind of was done before with that one Michael Pena movie where they were on Earth, but they were robots. And they were being attacked by aliens. But it wasn't aliens. It turned out, like, when you opened up their suits and stuff, it was people. Like, people came back to Earth.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
so kind of it was kind of done.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like isn't that kind of like Avatar 2 though?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is what Avatar. I forgot all about Avatar.
Forgot about Avatar.
Yeah. I mean, that's just Pocahontas though, so. I mean, look, the second movie wasn't bad. It was just too long.
It was very long.
Oh.
Like, man, we still here?
I was tired.
Take another nap.
My brain was tired.
Yeah. Just a lot going on.
His kids got captured five times in that movie.
Oh, he's a bad parent. At that point, I'd be like, you know what? Just don't rescue me no more. I'm cool.
Like, leave us. Apparently, you don't want us. Just let them have us. Cease.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good movie, though. Yeah. But definitely long.
So, is that the gist of 10 Cloverfield Lane?
That is the gist of 10 Cloverfield
Lane. Yeah, the aliens, and she gets away.
She could go to Baton Rouge or Houston. Baton Rouge is like a safe haven. Houston is where they want people to like fight. And she goes to Houston.
Am I the only one who thought she turns to Houston and they show like the alien ship in the cloud?
Yeah.
That it, like her car should have had like exploded or something? Like, she still dies.
I said to myself, she don't make it.
No, she don't make it. Like, I get like you're courageous now. You're super dead.
Yeah, I don't think she makes it.
Well, yeah, because like she's the only one out there on the road. You're gonna attract attention. Like, why are they just gonna let you drive all the way to Houston and start fighting?
Yeah,
like they're right here around you. Like, why would they just let you get there? It don't make sense.
So, a couple of audience suggestions. One, there was a fan edit of that last scene where instead of the ship, it was the Cloverfield monster shadow. In the lightning, and I was like, "Oh, that would have been so much better."
It would have been.
I know, like one small little thing, it would have been so much better.
Yeah, it would have been better.
Two people have suggested that the A Quiet Place movie should have been rolled into the Cloverfield universe, and I'm like, could explain that's why the aliens came down and like they killed the baby, and so they sent down. Like, maybe the Cloverfield aliens aren't the ones that come, but they sent down, like, you know, these things that they know will just kill everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't that kind of the story in...
Did they give a reasoning in A Quiet Place?
No. We're going to find out.
Yeah, that's what the third movie going to be.
No,
about.
I was talking about that one Chris Pratt movie.
Oh, I was about to say today. The Tomorrow War.
The Tomorrow War.
Yeah. Because
it wasn't meant for Earth, but they crashed carrying those aliens. Yes. And it's assumed that it's because, you know, you use them as weapons.
Okay.
So, that could have been the explanation. I mean, I'm not mad at that explanation for A Quiet Place.
Okay. Yeah.
No, but.
Yeah, it would have been cool. It would have been cool.
Yeah. So, that's the gist of 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Random movie facts.
Movie facts.
So, just a couple. I think we might have already mentioned that Bradley Cooper was the voice of Michelle's fiancé, Ben.
Ben.
Mm-hmm.
There was going to be a bigger plot involving Ben with her trying to go back and save him. But then, rightfully so, someone said, let's not make this movie about him and her.
Yes.
Yeah, like, let's probably be her character growth and not doing something because Ben's in danger.
Yeah.
Ben's probably so
whoever dead. Came, yes.
Plus, we did that in the first Cloverfield movie.
Right.
Which we all agree, while good movie, was dumb.
Yes.
Very.
Should have left her there.
It was his wife.
As girlfriend, it wasn't even that. Like, y'all went on a date.
One date.
One date.
And you didn't even call her back.
I'm not going across the state to find you. I hope you, I'm like, I will hope that you get out, but yeah, I can't go, my, man, I met this person at the supermarket the other day. I gotta go find them. Like, no, no, bro, like,
no. They gonna have to find me.
He's not even thinking about her because you never even bothered to call her again.
Right. Shouldn't have been thinking about her.
Right. So why?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. This you clearly didn't care enough about her to call her again.
Yeah, but now you don't want her to die.
And then you put all your friends in danger. I mean, if they had gone the other way, they would have died. But still,
I think they all died anyway. I think that one girl who kept saying, like, I shouldn't even be here, she might have made it. She wouldn't follow them fools around.
That's true. Yeah, but she got bitten by some kind of blowy, uppy alien.
Yeah. Yep,
and she exploded.
It's weird.
All bad.
Right, so that's what I was saying. They had to be like different kinds of aliens.
What? No, that was explained. Those were like kind of like parasites that was on the alien.
Yeah,
because you got to think it's super big, so they were just falling off of the alien, and then now they're attacking people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this was a completely different thing. Yeah. But to that point, originally this was called The Cellar. Makes sense.
Okay.
And it had nothing to do with Cloverfield until J.J. Abrams got his hand on the script and decided to connect it to the movie.
Okay, J.J. Abrams.
So I was right.
Yeah. It was definitely tacked on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You could tell.
The Cellar. That's a good title. Yeah that is. I can see that.
Because I'm like, even with all that other stuff at the end.
Yeah, scary.
The movie itself is solid.
The word cellar is scary. Yeah. Like basement. Cool. Like go down to the cellar. Like, no, I'm not going. You go.
Go to your cellar.
Yeah. Yeah, because with her escaping and then running out, that would have been a good ending to the movie.
Yeah,
she would have figured out that the air was safe to breathe and all that. And
Yeah, I think there are some people who prefer it to be like that way where she runs out and they say you leave it kind of up in the air whether or not he was right or not. Like, she makes it to safety, looks around, end the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like, you gotta put the alien stuff on there, though, because if you don't,
you just
why is this Cloverfield? Like,
like, I don't want to question, because I questioned the entire movie. I don't want to also question the end. So even without the aliens, it's feel like either she takes her mask off and she's fine, or she takes her mask off and she dies. Mm-hmm. Like, it has to end one of those ways.
Yes.
True.
Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah, we didn't. I mean, it was fine. It wasn't necessary.
Yeah.
Okay. Nitpicks.
Pick some nits.
I honestly don't really have that much.
Just a couple. We talked about some of them. Number one. Why does she have matches on her? Because she lights. She had two matches on her. Just two.
I thought that was very smart.
Some people do carry like matches in their bags and stuff. That's not far fetched. Mm-hmm.
Why?
Some people
maybe
just do.
She doesn't smoke.
Campfire.
I don't know.
Maybe just no. People just do.
Yeah, they just have matches.
You're not one of those women that like just have matches in your purse.
Matches and razor blades.
I mean, I have knives. What are we talking about?
Or maybe she was out somewhere and they gave away matches and she just left them in her bag.
Sometimes people do give away matchbooks though, like it's merchandise kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's how I have matches.
So she uses the matches.
I mean, that's how I have matches. I have never bought.
Yeah, I've never matches in my life
at all. No, I'm a guy. Why would I have them in my pocket?
Yeah, like that's different.
Like you can have it, but you can have it in your purse or book bag.
Utilities.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't find that too far fetched.
Yeah, no.
I did because I just felt like, why would she have them?
People carry matches. That's not far fetched.
People carry. Yeah, they do.
Yes.
In the audience, tell us if you carry matches.
Leave that in the comments.
And you don't smoke or nothing.
Yes, if you don't smoke, let us know if you carry matches.
Non-smokers comment, please.
Yes.
Well, no, because I think what Dolores is saying is if they smoke, then that gives them
a reason to have matches. Yeah.
And not a lighter?
Well, she didn't have that either. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, because, yes, and not a lighter. So, no smokers. You can't answer the question.
I'm about to say, genuine smokers always carry a lighter, not matches. Just saying.
I don't see the need for the matches. But okay. All right. Someone has to convince me that I'm leaving it up there.
Okay.
Okay. So they were building the hazmat suit in secret or whatever, sneaking around or whatever. There's no way Howard. I mean, I know he caught them, but he had been The mucker only has three rooms.
True.
Right, yeah.
Like, y'all can't do that much sneaking around.
That is
like,
true.
Did you do it while he was in the shower? I just don't understand. Like you're in his room digging through stuff. Where could he have been where he's not noticing you in his room digging through stuff?
You would have been better off actually telling him, like, hey, I think we should build a hazmat suit. Just because she'd be like, hey, I have the skill, right? Yeah. You didn't have someone that had the skill before. And it would be a good idea for us to build a hazmat suit just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It probably would have worked out well.
Yeah. So the other two of them were covered about, I'd have just told her we were making gas masks instead of talking about, I want her to respect me. Dumb.
Yeah, that was dumb.
And when dude fell face down in the acid, he's dead. Like, he'd have been more burned up.
I was like, it was the gurgling sound for me.
Yeah.
Because it was just like,
and it caught on fire before he got up. Yeah. And remember, he said it was highly flammable. So he would have been on fire.
He's up in flames.
Yes. He was in it when it caught on fire.
Yeah.
So he would have been on fire.
He's up in flames.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then my last one is Louisiana's below sea level. Convince me you can build a bunker.
I guess that's a good point. I don't know.
Right. I just feel like he's going to need a ton of pumps to keep that water out.
Yeah, I did not think about that.
So, but then, I mean, if anyone in Louisiana has a basement, let me know.
I don't think they do.
Yeah. Because usually when they get hurricanes, they tell them to leave.
I don't even think they.
What I'm saying is, like, they only get hurricanes. It's not like they get tornadoes. Or anything that would acquire a bumper. Or
I don't think they bury people above ground out there. Like, they bury them.
Wasn't it someplace?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they don't bury them above ground.
Yeah,
wasn't there someplace where they did bury people underground
and the bodies was coming up?
Coming up out of the ground? Yeah.
I don't
know.
It wasn't like Louisiana, but it was somewhere.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Bad idea.
Yeah, so that was my last nitpick. I don't think this bunker.
Wow, I didn't think about that, but you got a point.
I mean, engineer, you know, over there. He's over here probably like, we wouldn't put a pipe through there.
Right, the whole movie right now knows. Like, yeah, we wouldn't. Nope, we ain't doing that. Nope. Oh, they did that wrong. That's code violation.
I did think about you with her crawling through the vent.
She's the only one who would have been able to.
No. It was not that it's not big enough. Because they can be big enough. I was thinking is the support's not designed to hold a human weight.
That's true.
Yeah. It's not gonna be able to, that's what I was thinking. But I mean, maybe they added a whole bunch of safety factors to it. It's cool.
Well, I didn't see a lot of them. It's just like a regular vent to me.
So yeah, why?
Well, I mean, it's like that all the time.
Yeah, true.
You can always crawl through a vent.
At least this one was cramped. True. It'd be in movies, and the vent is like 4 feet wide.
Like three of them crawling next to each other. I'm like,
They're usually like 20.
Yeah. Die Hard.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, like, bro, you way too big.
Yeah, he's not crawling through that.
I mean, how much energy are you losing with your vent being that big? Like, you know how much air you gotta push through there?
And they're always clean.
Yeah,
like there's no dirt, there's no cobwebs,
no dead bugs.
Yeah,
nothing.
It will at least be some dust because air, like pulling definitely. Air.
It will always be dust.
Die Hard got that right. Excuse me. See how dirty his shirt was?
Oh, his shirt was dirty. Yeah. Vin Diesel's shirt would have been still bright white. No wrinkles or anything. I'm like, really? Did you change shirts when you were in there? What's going on?
Gotta do this for family.
All right. Well, let's rate 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Mm. Oh, did they? Why is so? The street is 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah, that's his address.
Yeah, that's his address. Yeah, that's when the address. Mailbox fell off.
Well, okay. It's another sign that it has nothing to do with Cloverfield because it's the street name.
There was a theory because he worked for the company that was in charge of the satellite that fell off the sky.
I forgot to bring that up. Yeah.
Okay.
They're saying that since he lived on Cloverfield Lane, he's the one that gave the alien the code name Cloverfield because he was a part of the company.
I forgot. Yes. We mentioned about his backstory. They did give backstory. It was in the viral marketing for the movie. So he really did work for the Navy. And apparently he found something like the alien and things, and he was basically silenced and, you know, kicked out, which kind of leads to his downward spiral, mm-hmm. which kind of explains his character
right a lot. So then the wife and daughter leaves, and he wants to replace his family, so he kidnaps a girl.
And why he believes in aliens. Okay,
that connects. Yep. That connects.
They exist,
okay.
They
exist. Yeah. So, yeah. Back to ratings. Yeah. So, I give this, I would pay for that. I think this is an excellent movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good watch. If you like suspenseful movies, I think this is good.
Yeah, I'd pay for that.
I'd pay for that. It was close to the best movie ever, though, because even with my second time watching it, it was still suspenseful. Like, yeah. I knew what was going to happen, but then I was still confused. I'm like, wait, was he telling the truth or was right. not? Like, through the movie, I'm like, wait, I've seen it before.
Right. Yeah. Like, that's a sign of it. One, knowing that I've seen it before, somehow I didn't remember everything that was happening.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't remember everything. Yeah.
And, like, it's still suspenseful. Like, very few movies can still do that the second time around.
True. Right.
So, definitely. True.
Yeah, and John Goodman's acting in this was...
Yeah, his acting in this was top notch. So, yeah. I don't know if he won.
I feel like it's on the lines of... with the suspense, like A Quiet Place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, definitely. Both of them, like, okay, I know how the movie ends.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I can still watch those movies over and still have the same...
Whoa, I can't believe that happened.
Right, I can still have the same level of suspense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially you know, the first one. I saw the first one in theater. Like, I stopped eating my snacks. I'm like, what is happening? Like, you're literally tipped the entire time.
Yeah, because it was so
even when we quiet. Seen it at the drive-in.
Yeah.
It was so freaking quiet. I'm like, man, I don't want to make a sound.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You can hear the sound from the other theater.
Yes.
Yeah,
because it's so quiet.
Okay.
Like, quiet, man. They're going to catch us.
See, yeah, that's the problem. That's what would always... like instills fear in me in watching A Quiet Place, because I was like, we all be dead. My family, because
your daughter gonna be the one, the kid playing with the airplane in the middle of the street.
your stomach gonna keep growling.
No, those kind of sounds don't bring them.
Right, but you know, you're right. His kids will be that little boy in the beginning.
Yeah, his daughter playing with the airplane.
Gonna be jumping around. Y'all supposed to be walking quietly. He jumping around all the leaves.
Listen, daddy, listen.
Yeah, I'll be kidless. Wouldn't work. They couldn't come out. They'll have to be like 10 Cloverfield Lane, trapped in a bunker.
Yeah. Like, y'all ain't going nowhere. Y'all ain't getting me killed. Got to take these threats out. Y'all are a threat.
Well, you know what? No, the problem with... Why were you going on this? But A Quiet Place. I'm definitely, like, having a shelter underneath a waterfall. Like, that's where I'm going to be.
Oh, yeah. I have definitely a setup camp right there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, we know that, like, oh, it sounds too loud for... I'm going to Niagara Falls.
Just on the boardwalk.
This is where we live.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of hotels over there. You all right? Plenty of space.
Yeah, it'd be fine. Waterfall's not gonna run out, so
So
I would like to change my rating. It has to be best movie ever because of John Goodman's dance at the
He was twerking at a dude. Like, I'm like, okay,
best movie ever, man, hands down. There you go.
You know what? I could have went through life.
That's twerking threw me off, man. I'm like, oh, all right.
Yeah. I was like, okay, like,
that's what you gotta do. You gotta do that.
He was like, "This." He was like, "The song makes me want to dance."
Just popping it. It's a banger.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
I forgot about that part. he was getting it too. I'm like, okay.
So yeah, that is our review of.
Now Tank I really want to kill myself.
That's our review of 10 Cloverfield Lane. What did you think about the movie? Let us know in the comments below. Do you carry matches in your purse?
If so, why?
Let us know about that too. And with that being said, we will see you in the next one.